Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to this final installment for the book Wisdom for the Devoted, where we're going to be reading starting on page 207, and we're going to be going all the way to the end, which is 215. Inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لا Salam wa minka salam alayka ya udhu salam tabarakta rabbana wa ta'alayt ya dhul jalali wal ikram. This reading today has, looks like, the final two chapters, the wisdom and exhortations of Al-Basri, and then the second, the epilogue chapter, is called The Actions of the Seeker. This first chapter is in a sequence of a series of, it's a list, has dashes in between all the sentences. Bismillah, page 207. The Wisdom and Exhortations of Al-Basri. I have neither looked with my eyes, or uttered a word with my tongue, or grasped by my hand, or moved on my feet, without first questioning myself. Am I obedient or am I disobedient in my action? And when I am confirmed, I advance. When I am not, I refrain. People continue to honor you as long as you are not taking from them. When you do, they disregard you. Knowledge is of two types. Spoken knowledge, which is the evidence Allah has against the children of Adam, and the heart's knowledge, which is evidence of Allah's favor. The state of the slave of Allah is good, as long as he knows what is tainting his action. Indeed, the faithful believer combines faith and fear, while the hypocrite combines ugly deeds and security. We do not know of more difficult good actions than vigilance at night and spending one's money. The faithful believer always questions his self. What do you desire to do? What do you desire to consume? While the immoral person moves forward without questioning his self. Reception heightens affection, and taqwa drives the conscious ones to abandon many permissible worldly pursuits for fear of getting caught in prohibitions. In the lower world, the faithful believer is like a captive who strives hard to free his neck. He does not feel safe until he meets Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are a collection of days, and when a day passes, a part of you passes. The worst companions are the dirham and the dinar, because they are of no benefit to you until they leave you. An atom's weight of true vigilance is better than 1,000 days of fasting and prayer. The polite and discerning faithful believer is the one whose fear of Allah increases whenever Allah increases acts of kindness toward him. In the believer's religion, envy is faster at consuming its possessor than the body is in consuming food. Patience is a treasure from the treasures of paradise. The human being can realize all benevolence in an hour of patience. Beware of the one who gossips about others, because soon he will gossip about you with others. It is not noble for a man to profit on account of his brother. Fulfilling an urgent need of a believing brother is better than spending a month in retreat. O child of Adam, your mourning is short, so excel in being good to it, because if you do so, it will pass praising you. But if you harm it, it will pass blaming you. When any slave believes in the fire, the whole lower world becomes narrow to his eyes, regardless of its spaciousness. The one who truly comprehends the truth has no desire for the lower world, but desires the final world. A person may commit a sin by which he is deprived of the night vigil. So if you are unable to establish night vigil or to fast in the morning, know that you are deprived and chained by sin. I have not seen a stronger form of worship than praying in the middle of the night. Two things cannot accompany each other: contentment and envy. And two things cannot separate from each other: stinginess and envy. Accompany people with noble manners, because among them there is spiritual provision. O people, beware of procrastination. I have heard one of the pious saying, "We do not want to die until we repent, but we do not repent until we are dying." Whoever is seeking knowledge for the face of Allah will be known by his quietness and humility in his asceticism and humbleness. O child of Adam, faith is not by embellishment or wishful thinking, but it is what settles firmly in the heart and is verified by action. Remember Allah's blessings abundantly, for remembrance is gratefulness. Death exposes the reality of the lower world, leaving no chance for anyone who possesses an intellect to delight in it. The people of each nation have an idol they worship, and the idol of this nation is the dinar and the dirham. If anyone competes with you in the spiritual path, compete with him. But if anyone competes with you for the lower world, cast it into his throat. Abstinence from worldly things relieves the heat of the body. The slave does not stretch his hope without affecting his actions badly. Without the knowers, people would be like animals. And whoever has bad character causes his own self-suffering. One of the signs that Allah is turning away from the slave is that he becomes busy with what is not his business. And this is the epilogue. The actions of the seekers, the final chapter. The seeker is the servant who directs himself wholeheartedly toward his Lord and is sincere in his quest. He is intelligent and gentle and friendly and courteous. He loves the pious and accompanies a beautiful role model whom Allah provides for him, and he devotes himself to follow that role model. There are two types of seekers, those of attainment and those of discipline. The arrival to the presence of Allah is strong, and one must have an experienced Gnostic for guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the universally merciful, so ask about him from the informed, 2559. How many a listener benefits and knows what it brings the self and what it leaves. How many unconscious who are ignorant of all symbolism claim whoever says such and such is a blasphemer. Ask about him from the informed means to ask by his essence, that, for he is well acquainted about himself. It could also mean ask about him from an experienced acquaintance. In reality, it means ask the universally merciful, Ar-Rahman, concerning the all-acquainted, Al-Khabir. It also means ask the all-acquainted and the all-knowing, Al-Alim, by the universally merciful, because the all-knowing and the all-acquainted can point you to the universally merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, choose an experienced Gnostic who knows Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he can guide you to excel in the performance of the obligatory rites and in the interactions and fulfillment of your human qualities. He does not have to be from a particular sect, But you must have certainty that he is in the presence of Allah and one of his friends, Awliya. The worshipping slave should see on his guide the praiseworthy signs that manifest that he is the heir of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The heir acts in accordance with the book and the sunnah and has the best ethics and noble manners. He is known for not revoking any religious ruling or abandoning any obligatory right or the sunnah of our master guide Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is regarded as a gift and a mercy by his family, neighbors, and community. The true knower is full of kindness for the weak and the poor. He's free from contradictions and does not have an iota of arrogance or pride in being followed. He shows no signs of conceit when he interacts with the poor, and no signs of fear of the rich or powerful, or of being apprehended for standing for the real, subhanahu wa ta'ala. His fragrance is beautiful, his manners are gentle, and his companions are never bored of sitting with him and never want to depart from him, as is expressed in a poem by Asharif Arida about his beloved. My body is transfixed when I meet you, for my heart quickens in longing for you. How can the yearning one be patient when the two motives of hope and longing are moving it? When I stand, I have no one but you to comfort me, and when I sit, I have no hope but you. This is because the perfect, praiseworthy qualities are extremely beautiful, and the one whose qualities resemble the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is extraordinarily beautiful. His presence strongly occupies the hearts. He seizes their secrets, and people submit to his guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah set forth an example, a man who is owned by quarreling masters and another man who belongs exclusively to one man. Can they be the same? Praise be to Allah, but most of them do not use their intelligence. 39:29. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ibrahim enjoined upon his sons and Yaqub as well, saying, My sons, Allah has chosen for you this religion, so see that you do not die except that you are Muslims. 2:132. This means to sell yourself and your wealth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Surely Allah has bought from the believers their souls and their wealth in exchange for the garden. They fight in the way of Allah and they kill and are killed. It is a promise binding to him in the Torah, the Evangel, and the Quran. Who fulfills the covenant better than Allah? Rejoice then in the bargain you have made, for that is the supreme attainment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, Truly, those who swear allegiance to you swear allegiance to Allah. The hand of Allah is over their hands. The one who breaks the oath only breaks it to the loss of his own self. And whoever keeps his oath with Allah, upon him shall be bestowed an immense reward. 48:10. The same applies to the knowers of Allah, who are the heirs of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In inviting people to Allah, the path to Allah is very difficult and cannot be attained by swaying and chanting. The unity is attained by learning to stand politely at the doors of the Gnostics. The highest goals of prayer and fasting is to teach you the polite manners of standing between Allah's hands. How many a worshipper lingers with their worship? Others become mesmerized by the extraordinary gifts which Allah manifests at the hands of his friends, his awliya. These people have strayed away from their Lord, and this is why I feel the urgent need for the informed Who can guide on the path to Allah until we meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only during our sleep but also in our wakeful state? And may that state not be fleeting, but in an ultimate return. No guide is qualified to guide if he is not on that level. If no qualified person can be found when there is no water or when water is scarce, then tayammun is allowed. This means to follow the best that is available in the ummah unto Allah, grants the seeker the perfect one from among his people. And this is a provision which Allah provides to whoever deserves it. And what sorrow, for there are very few Gnostics. If someone claims to know Allah but does not resemble the prophets, then it's not right to take anything from him concerning your walking toward Allah. And if he is not a perfect one, then he is opposing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O beloved, you must purify your intention and turn yourself wholeheartedly toward Allah. You should accompany the pious with good manners and drink from them to those who accompany them politely. Allah pours forth his lights, and they taste the delight of servanthood to Allah, and the bliss of proximity to the divine outpouring. For the pious give charity from the divine outpouring allotted to them. Allah gathers everything together, and he ties the one who seeks fulfillment with the perfect one, in order to actualize complete benefit and good through him. A seeker must renounce his previous knowledge and everything that he has earned before he becomes a student for a sheikh. Whoever enters with previous knowledge for actions is deprived of the effusions and provision, as Ibn al-Farid has expressed. There's a poem. You come across houses and do more than knocking upon the outer doors, but they are locked to you. For between Allah's hands in your intimate talk with him, you offer mere ornaments by which you buy the rank of honor. You came with a white face which does not let go of rank. Your house is the ember of my selection. If you were to me like the dot below the letter ba, you would have been raised to that which you will never attain by trickery. What you see is your preparation is not real. The way of my road is obvious to those who are guided, but those with whims and lower desires are blinded. You cannot fall in love with me as long as you are not extinct, and you cannot be extinct until my image is disclosed in you. Let go of your claim of love and claim something else for your heart. Discharge your transgression and avoid the side of arrival. It is impossible for you to arrive, for you are still alive. And if you were true, you would be dead. The outpouring is granted in accordance with the level of politeness one has while in the presence of the pious. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam revealed the secret of states only to some of his companions, while he informed everyone with the knowledge of the law, Sharia. As a mercy to his ummah, he did not convey to anyone the secret of the knowledge of the decree. Praise be to Allah who made us among his ummah and admitted us into his mercy. If the human being becomes as polite with Allah as he is polite with his sheikh, he will arrive at the divine presence. O my beloveds, be humble before Allah, the glorious. The faithful believer is obliged to travel to find the friends of Allah and the pious, no matter how difficult that is or how much he must endure. For our master, guide Musa alayhi wasalam, traveled in search of Al-Khidr. And in this there is a lesson for us. And remember when in the course of his travels, Musa said to his servant boy, I won't stop traveling until I reach the place where the two seas meet, even if I have to go on for ages, Quran 1860. From this story, it is obligatory for us to visit the pious regardless of difficulties. Musa alayhi salam, the Prophet of Allah, was one of the resolute prophets and the one to whom Allah spoke directly, and the Torah was sent down to him. He walked until he arrived at the location of our master guide Al-Khidr alayhi salam, who was one of the people of Allah, to whom Allah gave mercy and knowledge directly from his presence. Musa traveled to arrive at his location and was determined to keep walking for ages. He endured difficulty and exhaustion. Allah says, "And when they had gone further, he said to his servant boy, 'Bring us our breakfast. Truly we are tired in this stage of the journey.'" 1862. When Musa met Al-Khidr, he said to him, "I am Musa, the prophet of Allah. I am the spoken to by Allah." Did he tell them that he had been given the Torah? No. Instead, he spoke to him with godly politeness, asking, "May I follow you on condition that you teach me out of what you have been given of right guidance?" 1866. See the politeness with which you should interact with the pious. Go to them and humble yourself so that you may prosper. Our master guide Al-Khidr said to our master guide Musa, "Surely you will not be able to be patient with me." 1867. The Prophet Musa was not upset because he was one of the determined prophets, and he said, "Allah willing, you will find me patient. I will not disobey any order of yours." 1869. And our master guide Al-Khidr said, "If you would follow me, then ask me no questions about anything until I myself mention it to you." 1870. And this is the condition of accepting a student. If the seeker wants to have spiritual success and prosperity, let him follow the Shaykh's instructions without questioning him. So the student Musa accompanied Al-Khidr and they traveled together, but Musa could not be patient as he had promised. And finally Al-Khidr asked him to leave and informed him, "I did not do it on my command. That is the inner meaning of those things which you were unable to bear with steadfast patience." 1882. It's narrated in Hadith by Abu Dawood. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "May Allah bestow his mercy upon us and upon Musa, for he saw marvels from his companion Al-Khidr. And this is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You must fulfill your obligations towards your Lord and your Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and detach yourself from everything other than Allah and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and do not feel delight in anything." The last page is a list of references that were in the book. I don't think I read those. Alhamdulillah, we come to the close of the book, and we close with the Fatiha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.